Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So today we are going to be talking about more of the summit, what took place. It's going to be very encouraging. If you missed our last program, you need to catch it. It is questions and answers given and prophetic dream. Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, because we had the, you know, ISIS is in America dreams that came in September the 28th or so. And there was a dream September 27th that came to a Texan in Texas, because Texas is going to be one of the main focuses of what's going on in the Southwest for the crisis coming to America, and from Kachar Bradford. And you can hear and even read her dream on the Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But you know, be prepared. Just be prepared. Understand there's a pattern from the beginning of time. As soon as Adam and Eve, you know, fell and they sinned, God immediately began, even though there was consequences for the sin, God began a redemption plan immediately and said that your heel would crush the head of the serpent. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was immediate, you know, that this would happen and that your seed would crush the heel of the serpent. I mean, he began to already speak immediately about Jesus Christ coming and this pattern. So, you know, as we talked about in an earlier program where, you know, kids get put on six week suspension, or what do you call it?
Restriction?
House arrest.
No,
house
arrest.
No.
Wow. Just,
whoa.
Right, that was my experience.
Sorry, no,
right. They think, oh man, I'm not going to be able to do something for 6 weeks. The world's over as we know it, you know, and they really feel that it's over.
Oh yeah.
Well, when the earth's being shaken, our economy potentially, you know, crash. Well, we talk about a prophetic dream given to Don. I was hoping to have Don on from Tampa. She was there. And Don, if you're listening this morning or watching today, that we still want to have you come on and share it. But just want to, in the context of what's happening right now, want to make sure we get it out. And but these three symbols were coming up to a house, and they represented famine, financial crisis, and terrorism.
Right.
You know, coming up, you know, coming to our houses, which lines up with what, you know, Rick Joyner is hearing, lines up what Kachar Bradford's hearing in Texas, and a lot of others are hearing, and what we've been hearing. And some of the things that you'll hear also, and if you go back and watch the previous program, which you can actually watch it too, by the way, at VFNTV.com, just go watch the programs there, is that, you know, martial law will be coming through this. We need to pray who that marshal's going to be. Who that marshal is going to be, and it could be good. God could put a marshal, you know, in martial law. And by the way, President George Washington used martial law. Martial law has always been there; it's in the Constitution. Sometimes you have to do that to protect people.
Yeah,
and some
of the civility.
Yeah, and some of the most people to be protected from is not the left, as some people think that are Christians, as much as it is for the far, far right, the extremists who go outside of the Constitution and outside the laws to be able to do things. And so martial law is only bad if the marshal's bad, right? So we could begin to pray for that. But you can find all the details on that in a previous program. And hopefully we'll get a chance to be able to talk about, you know, a question, and we've been trying to get to this, about, you know, who said it was the church's job to marry everybody? I mean, where did this come from? And I've always, and the Lord spoke to me, even the beginning of my ministry, it's not our job. You know, I'm even fearful to marry people that, you know, anybody, because, I mean, most marriages are not making it.
Right.
And then if you look at the marriage that is happening, it's not a godly marriage. What's going on is not godly, meaning lined up in godly principles that's going on. And if you're just running around marrying everybody, then you're responsible for that as a man or woman of God. There was a season where ministers in America took responsibility and said, we're the cause of what's happening with marriage in America, because we're just marrying folks without counseling them and that type of thing. And then who said it's our job to marry anybody who's not a believer? There's no authority in the Word of God anywhere that says if you're a minister, you know, and you have to understand in regards to, you know, you're a minister because God says you are. The only thing that the world can do is recognize that you are. God is the one that made you a minister, not a government or something of that nature, which means you got to revert back to what does God say. He didn't say go out there and do anything with an unbeliever other than win them to him or love them and meet their needs, but not to marry them. We have no authority. We have no authority in an unbeliever's life. We can, in regards to marrying them and that type of thing that I'm aware of. and the Word of God, and several things of that nature. So we'll talk about that as well, because I believe we're in a boat we are today, because we started stepping outside of our authority realm and started going into the world and telling the world what to do with marriage, and now we can't even get it right.
Right.
And if we get back to, you know, whatever the Bible tells us to do, it's difficult. I mean, it's not, I mean, to walk in a godly marriage like God's word says to walk in marriage, it humbles you. It humbles you. And from what I read and what I understand and what I know, humility is actually a good thing, that we should be humbled in our relationship. We should honor each other in our relationship. And there's a lot of out of order marriages in the American church as it is. And in regards to order, meaning in regards to God's word, not in regards to anything else. And so we'll talk about that, you know, hopefully get a chance to talk about that. And we didn't get a chance to mention earlier in our earlier program that it was on, I believe it was yesterday, about when the Q&A was coming by the urgent warning from Rick Joyner, a documentary that was done by the History Channel. And it's called, I believe, After Armageddon or something of that nature. And in no way whatsoever have we ever said, ever implying that Armageddon is here. I mean, we're just not doing that. What I presently see and what those that I'm hearing that are hearing is we're going to go through a time of discipline. And whether America stands or falls, it doesn't mean it's all over. It could mean it's over for America. But that, yeah, I even see America having a great awakening and going back to its original roots. But it feels, I mean, if you die in the judgment, and if you die in the discipline, I mean, you're going to the judgment seat of Christ. So a lot of people think, well, you know, I'll go through this and I'll repent later. It's like, you might not survive.
Right.
You know, some of the things that we've seen, this is going to be a great loss of life based on what we've seen. And for those folks, you know, whether it's us, whether it's whoever, that to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord, to be present with the Lord. And so you want to be prepared at any moment. You should live your life anyway. This is not, it shouldn't be because of these circumstances. You should always, and if somebody's ministering to you and they're not telling you, they're telling you that you can be complacent in your sin and that you can walk in a life that, you know, maybe next week you can get right with the Lord. I mean, you just don't know. You just don't know. Nobody knows, you know, that tomorrow could be your day. I mean, today could be your day. You know, we think about, you know, some loved ones of ours just recently that nobody would have thought. A young man that's what his life would have ended. But it's appointed once to die. And so, yes, the higher intensity of that reality because of what's coming it's like going to war, for example. I mean, the probability if you're going to be drafted into a war, it's much higher that you're going to go meet God soon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And but with tragedy coming and basically the things that we're seeing coming to America, you know, don't play anymore with God. You can't play with him. There is no such thing. There's nothing more probably offensive, you would think, to God than to act like you have a relationship with him when he's going like, I'm creator of the universe. I'm holding everything together. I'm giving you the air that you breathe. You're being a religious Pharisee here. You know, like, I love you. I want to walk with you, but you can't just... It's not fake in a relationship. It's either authentic or it's not. It's either real or it's not. And it's not perfect. I mean, obviously it's not perfect. Understand, from the beginning of time, God made provisions for our imperfection and even dealt with what the issues inside of us at the cross. He redeemed us from that if we make him the Lord of our life and we begin to be his disciple, begin to walk and follow him. But with, you know, what does it look like when things shut down? If you ask your grandparents, you know, or great grandparents, they can tell you some things. If you have some people that have come from other nations, I'm thinking about Haiti, you know, Sela in Haiti, you know, power's on every now and then. So you got to be able to do your, you know, your business during that time. When things start getting rationed and that, but this particular documentary is really, really good. We're going to make it available to you, at least a link to get to it on the VFN Torch, and it's called After Armageddon. It just kind of documents like, what would it be like if you're in a city and everything shuts down and now you can't grow things in concrete? And some of John Paul Jackson's prophetic words about all this was, people are going to start pulling up the concrete asphalt in cities so they can get to the soil so they can begin to plant things. I mean, these things are happening. We have all that available to you, the perfect storm, all that stuff's available to you on the VFN Torch. But it helps you, you know, what does that look like? And most people wait to the last second, or they're just giving everything the benefit of the doubt. And if you're not ready to make that move, you might not ever be able to make that move. You need to plan in advance. If this happens, then we'll do this. If this happens, then we'll do this. So a lot of people thought during the hurricanes that they would just last moment. It looks pretty bad. It's 200 miles an hour. We're going to get on the road. And we're going to go north, from the Gulf Coast region. Mm-hmm. And they ended up spending the entire tragic hurricane on the interstate, stuck in traffic.
Wow.
Others thought they would just get a room. But the thing was, there was no hotel rooms available when they got to these places because other people thought ahead and they got a room. The difference between the person having a room and not having a room is one was a fool and one was prudent. Mm-hmm. A prudent man sees danger, God's word says, and prepares for it. A fool keeps going and suffers for it. If you wait too late, it's a foolish thing to think you got more time when God's been downloading all this wisdom. And so the documentary is called After Armageddon. And we're no way talking about this is Armageddon. We're just saying it just helps you go through these scenarios of what it looks like. All of a sudden you don't have things that you can so easily go get right now. You can go so easily go to the store, get you some antibacterial or some triple antibiotic, a couple tubes of that, and some penicillin and some Band-Aids and some water and things like that. Because if you get a cut, and there's no doctor to give you a shot for about 90 days because things shut down for about 90 mm-hmm. days. And if they're trying to meet everybody's need in an entire nation, it's not going to be like a hurricane where all these resources come to you. It's going to be overwhelmed and a lot of lawlessness. And we're going to go to a break, but this is one of the huge things that stands out through all this particular documentary they did was, because you remember, America is the richest nation in the world. If you've grown up in it, we don't realize just how rich we are until we go somewhere else. Our poorest person in America is richer than like 70% of the world's population. That's how rich America is. And this is the statement they say in this documentary. Rich people are nice until they're not rich anymore. Mm-hmm. And so you can't think people are going to act the same way they act now. Then when a crisis comes, I'm going to add this one thing. I remember we were going through times of hurricanes and Pat was, Pat, well, you just don't even know. And you're getting this line and to be able to get gas, is this an ice line? Is this a gas line? These different kinds of things. And some people just totally got on like the gas line or something and just totally, it was terrible, right?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I accidentally cut in front of somebody.
What?
Oh, you cut in front
you
of someone?
You did what?
Yes.
What?
Wow.
Accident.
Wow.
And you must have thought I did,
Right.
Something tragic. And they about got out of their car and was coming after me.
Wow.
Yeah, they were pretty upset.
And I was waving them down. If I'd known that would happen, I just wouldn't just let you drive on by. But it's just weird because you don't know. There was like people just get in lines because there's a line there. Mm-hmm. But you have two cars going side by side, but they're in two different lines. One was in a line for ice. One was in a line for gas. One's in a line for, material to be able to fix a house.
These are long.
These are long lines.
Long lines. You have no idea what they are.
And but you can be prepared now and you won't have to do that.
Yeah.
That is the whole thing. Here's another scenario just to think about this. All gas will be there. Well, imagine you're sitting there. You have no fuel. You're sitting on empty because you didn't prepare. And the guy in front of you, he didn't prepare either, but he's the one at the pump. And so he fills his number one tank up on his truck, his number two tank up on his truck. He's got like a 55-gallon drum on the back of his truck. He's got five-gallon gas cans, and you have 400 people waiting to get gas back there, and there's only so much gas in that tank. There's probably going to be so much friction, a spark could happen, he may lose all the gas in that stuff. I mean, these are things that happen.
Yeah.
But a prudent man sees danger, hears what the Lord says, he says that God, a storm is being fashioned, but if you'll warn the people, they'll be able to be prepared and they'll be able to make it through this because they responded. And sometimes even the storm will stop when God's people repent. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.